So Chota Haridas is he's went to the lower court and his case was rejected and took to the higher court. And then the devotees, then Lord Chaitanya said, listen, if you keep pressing this case of Chota Haridas, then I'm leaving here forever. I'm leaving Jagannath Puri. I'm going out to the jungle, which was quite a jungle in those days. Even now it's quite a remote area. It's about 45 minutes from Jagannath Puri out in the countryside. I'm going to Alalanath and I'll stay there quietly and do my bhajan. So then everyone left and Paramananda Puri, who is actually Uddhava, he came. And then he came over there and he tried to petition. That's high court petition. He tried to petition on behalf of Chota Haridas and he was not successful. That's when Lord Chaitanya, when Paramananda Puri said, listen, why don't you forgive Haridas, Chota Haridas? Then Lord Chaitanya said, listen, Paramananda, you're like my guru. You're a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. You're just like my guru, like Ishwara Puri, and you're my senior. But listen, if you continue to press this point, I'm leaving immediately. So then, of course, the Paramananda Puri, he persuaded him to sit down. And then he said, you are Swatantra Ishvara, my lord, you are completely independent, you can do whatever you want. What can we say to check you? Ultimately, everything you do is for the benefit of the people. Even if we can't understand, your intentions are very deep and grave. And then all the devotees went to see Junior Haridas. Prabhu yada jana jagannatha darshane, dure rahi haridasa karina darshane. The next day, Mahaprabhu went to take darshan of Lord Jagannath in the temple. Haridas entered the temple, but he kept himself at a great distance, and he gazed at Lord Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu Kripasindhu, Napare Bhujite, Priya Bhakte Danda Karen, Dharma Bhujayite. Mahaprabhu is a Kripasindhu, an ocean of mercy. But who can understand him? Pari Bhujite. When Mahaprabhu chastises his dear devotees, he certainly does so to reestablish the principles of religious duty. Priya Bhakta Danda. Priya Bhakta Danda. So Chota Haridas was a Priya Bhakta, but he got the Danda. Doesn't mean he was awarded sannyas. Sannyas Danda means he was beaten by the neglect. The neglect of Mahaprabhu was a type of beating. There's a purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, in connection that Mahaprabhu is ocean of mercy, he chastised Junior Haridas, although he was a Priya Bhakta, very dear devotee, in order to establish that one in the devotional line engaged in pure devotional service should not be a hypocrite, means preaching one thing or saying one thing and doing another thing. For a person engaged in devotional service in the renounced order, Vairagi, having intimate relationships with women is certainly hypocrisy. This chastisement was given to Junior Haridas as an example to future Sahajiyas who might adopt the dress of renounced order to imitate Rupa Goswami, that means like dress like a Babaji, and other bona fide sannyasis, but secretly have illicit connections with women. To teach such men, Mahaprabhu chastised his dear devotee, Haridas, for a slight deviation from the regulative principles. Srimati Madhavi Devi, whom he begged rice from, was a highly elevated devotee. Therefore, approaching her to ask for some rice for the service of Mahaprabhu was certainly not very offensive. Nevertheless, to reserve the regulative principles for the future, Mahaprabhu enforced the hard and fast rule that no one in the renounced order should intimately mix with women. Deki trasa upajila sava bhaktagan swapne he chadila sabe stri sambhashane. After the devotees saw this example, a mentality of fear grew among them. Therefore, they all stopped talking with women, even in dreams. Now, these devotees are extremely good yogis because they can control not only their conscious life, but their unconscious life. Usually, it's very difficult to control practically impossible to control our conscious life, what to speak of our unconscious life. When we sleep at night and dream, our dreams take us where they want to go. And we are the bound passenger on the dream boat of our mind. So we must go wherever the mind carries us. But these devotees were somehow great yogis that could control their dreams. And if some woman would come in their dreams, they would just take moan. They wouldn't, might see their mother in the dream, but they wouldn't talk to her. Or the sister might appear in a dream, but they wouldn't even speak in the dream. In this connection, Sri Sambhashan, talking with women, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati says that talking with women for the purpose of mingling with them for sense gratification, subtle or gross, is strictly prohibited. So mingling for sense gratification. Oh, hello. Oh, didn't you go to so-and-so university yet? No, this, that. Streets. Small talk. Or, you know, in other words, men picking up women or men just having some small talk to become, as a prelude to some more intimate relationship. Obviously, this is the preliminary to more advanced actions of sense gratification. So this preliminary action of Sri Sambhashane for the purpose of enjoying is highly discouraged and prohibited for serious devotees. Chanak Pandit, the great moral instructor, says, Matrivat Paradareshu. Not only a person in renounced order, but anyone engaged in devotional service. Everyone should avoid mingling with women. One should consider another's wife his mother. Matri vat paradareshu. Dareshu means someone's wife should be considered mother. An entire year had passed, right? After this incident of being banished from the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chota Haridas, he passed 1 year, and there was no sign of change in the Mahaprabhu's mercy towards Chota Haridas. Ratri avasheshe prabhur dandavadahan prayagete gelakare kichuna bolia. At the end of one night, after 1 year, Junior Haridas offered respectful obeisances to Mahaprabhu. Then he departed for Prayag without saying anything to anyone. Prabhupada praptialagi sankapa karila chiveni praveshakari prana chadila. Junior Haridas had conclusively decided to attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very interesting way. Sankalp, this is a very common word and concept in the Indian culture, Vedic culture, sankalp. All of our desires and ambitions are rolled into one, sankalpa. Everything is concentrated, all of our thoughts and conceptions and desires and ambitions are condensed and concentrated into one thought or one desire, sankalp, at that particular moment, at the moment of doing a puja, or at the moment or the time of performing an austerity or tapasya or fasting. Before beginning a Kartik Brat, we make a sankalp, or before, which is a 1 month Brat, or before beginning the Ekadasi Brat, we make what is called a sankalp. This is actually required according to the law of Shastra. We make a sankalp, which in English is generally translated as a resolution. We resolve, or we make a commitment or resolution, sankalpa. My dear Lord Damodar, with your grace, I am going to try to observe this Kartik Brata for your pleasure, and I am performing a sankalpa that if you are pleased with this performance of Kartik Brata, my sankalpa is that you will please reveal the 11 symptoms of my siddha-deha. This is an example of a sankalpa, quite a high caliber sankalpa. And sometimes we say, my dear Lord, I am performing this Dampati Brat on Bahulastami with my wife, and we're fasting all day, and we will go at midnight to Radhakund, my wife and I, Dampati Brat, and we will worship Radhakund and Shamakund. And my sankalpa, my resolution, my desire, that you please, by performing this austerity of fasting and bathing at midnight to honor this Radhakund Avirbhav, that you will bless my wife and I with a son, with a child. This is my sankalpa, my affirmation. So this is the principle of sankalpa, that something that we desire to attain, to improve our... Sometimes there's material sankalpa, and then there's spiritual sankalpa. Because it's said that if we just jump into some austerity without sankalpa, then there's really no fall. It's sankalpa, then kriya, then fall. Kriya means the action, like we have kriya yoga. There's some particular result. There's desire, there's activity, there's result. We have desire. I want a degree in medicine. I want to be a doctor. Then there's action. I go to college. Then there's result. I get a degree, become a doctor. So devotees don't want anything but more service. Service, more service, more service. So we want more purity so we can do better service. So here, Prabhupada translates sankalpa as conclusive decision. Conclusively, in other words, you conclusively decide what you want before you engage in a particular activity. Sankalpa. Sankalpa karila. Prabhupada prapti lagi sankalpa karila. So he made a sankalpa. A resolution, an affirmation. Chota Haridas, he made a sankalpa karila. What was Chota Haridas' sankalpa? His sankalpa was Mahaprabhupad prapti. Prabhupad prapti. That sounds like a good sankalpa, especially for disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupad prapti. Prapti means to acquire, to attain, to reach, to see, to meet, to serve eternally. Of course, it's not referring to A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, but Mahaprabhupada, Pada. Prabhu means Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pada means his feet. Prabhupada prapti lagi sankalpa karila. Chota Haridas made a sankalpa. My dear Lord, I am about to do something. I am about to do some type of austerity, some type of fasting. So I'm about to give some charity. I'm about to perform a prikkama. I'm about to go on a tirtha yatra for 1 month. I'm about to do some activity, some kriya. But before I do that, I'm going to make a sankalpa. So you please listen to my sankalpa, which I will speak out loud. I'm going to perform this activity, but my sankalpa is that I want this result, this fall. I want, by doing this activity, I want you to please bless me that I will attain the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is what I want. So to attain this, I'm going to perform this activity. So then we will find out the activity that he performed in order to try to fulfill his desired sankalpa. Is this clear? Haridas, a junior Haridas, he made a sankalpa. He decided conclusively to attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In other words, as I mentioned, some means all or everything, and kalpa means his dream, his imagination, his aspiration, his desire. Mancha kalpa trubhyascha kripa sindhu kalpa, desire tree. So he collected all of his thoughts, he collected all his desires, he collected all his ambitions, he concentrated them and he collected them into one. There was not a second one. which is practically impossible. If you think of ourselves, we have one desire and many other desires. So many desires. Bahushaka. So many desires. So he had only one. Prabhupada prapti lagi sankalpa karila. The only thing in his mind, the only thing in Chota's heart, the only desire and ambition he had was to attain the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is certainly a most desirable sankalpa. In our case, let us first attain the lotus feet of Prabhupada, our Prabhupada, and then first Prabhupada and then Mahaprabhupada. Because without Guru, there's no Gauranga. Right? Guru Kripa gives us Gauranga. So the Guru Yadanandan gave his Kripa to Das Goswami, to Raghunath. And then Raghunath, he got the shelter of Nityananda. The Nityananda Guru gave the mercy to him and he got the shelter of Sri Chaitanya and Puri. So by the mercy of Guru, one gets Guru Tattva, and then, because Guru represents Guru Tattva, so Yadanandan Guru gave Nityananda Guru, and Nityananda Guru gave Gauranga, then Gauranga gave him Rupa and Sanatan, and Rupa and Sanatan gave him Radha and Krishna's Nitya Seva. It is like this, and it will be like that for everyone. Rupa Raghunatha Padi Havi Akuti. So his sankalpa was only this. I'm going to do some very grave and very serious austerities here. I'm going to stop reading the newspapers for the whole month of Kartik. Harivo. So this is a type of rigid austerities that are performed in the age of Kali. And nowadays, of course, that's impossible to even entertain such a rigid austerity now. But now the greatest austerity would be to leave the cell phone off for 24 hours. This would be an inconceivable mahatap. This would be one of the most difficult, rigorous austerities that the human being could conceive of, is to leave his cell phone completely off, black, sleeping for 24 hours nonstop. It's, if anyone can do that, they're guaranteed to go back to Godhead. We laugh, but the ones that are laughing are probably the ones that can't do it. Nokyavad ki. We have Venovad and Venonad. Venovad? Venovad or not? Venovad? The sound of the Veno, then Nokyavad. The gopis, they would hear Venovad. They hear the sound of Krishna's Veno or Murlivad, like we say Murlivadana. His Vadana means his face. He would put the Murli to his lips and then he would vibrate the Murli Vad, the sound of the Murli, and the gopis would go crazy. They would drop everything else and run to Krishna to dance with him in the middle of the night. So we have Nokia Vad. We hear the Nokia Vad, we drop whatever we're doing. We run to the cell phone and pick it up. He's made this sankalpa. And then what was his sankalpa? He went to Prayag where there's the Triveni, Ganga, Saraswati, Jamuna. And he went out to the middle of these, where these three rivers, the confluence, where they join together. Of course, the Saraswati is underground. But one can see the dark waters of the Yamuna mixing with the lighter color waters of the Ganga there at the Triveni. It's a very beautiful color to see how the two beautiful rivers, Ganga Devi and Yamuna Devi, meet there at Triveni. Two sisters meeting together harmoniously. And then he went there and he entered very deeply into the water. And in this way, he committed suicide, gave up his life. He said, "My dear Lord, my dear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have denied me your association. This is your Leela. This is your Swatantra Ishvara. This is your Icha. This is your will. Thy will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come." So I hope to attain thy kingdom, and I'm performing my sankalpa is all I want to attain Prabhupada Prapti Lagi. All I want to do is attain the lotus feet of Prabhupada, the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj Mahabhav, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So to do this, I'm giving everything I have. Like we often have this expression in English, Prabhu, you should give it everything you have. Give your full energy, give your full enthusiasm to the service that's been given to you by Guru and Krishna. Don't hold back. Why are you holding back? Why are you keeping something in reserve? Give everything. What, you're too attached to give everything? You're afraid you'll lose something if you give everything to Guru and Krishna? You lose a sense of possessiveness, lose a sense of self-control, lose a sense of being God. If you surrender unequivocally and absolutely to Guru's will and give everything to his service. So Haridas is, he's showing, he says, mano, kayo, vakya, mind, words, body, all I have is this skin and bones and mind and intelligence. I'm sacrificing it all on the altar of surrender. I'm giving it my all. I'm giving Mahaprabhu my everything. I'm not holding anything back. I'm not holding my body back, my mind back, my thoughts. I'm throwing my whole body into the water and giving up my body with this thought. The only thought in my mind when I leave my body is Sri Chaitanya Charan, the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seikh Shane Divya Dehi, Prabhu Stani Aila, Prabhu Kripa Pana Antar Dhane Rahila. Immediately after committing suicide in this way, he went in his spiritual body to Mahaprabhu and received the mercy of the Lord. However, still he remained invisible. Say Shana, in a moment. So generally, when a devotee, not a devotee, but when a person commits suicide, they become a ghost. Because their suicide is not part of Lord's, God's Leela. It is their free will and choice, which is most sinful. And they get the reaction of spending the balance of their allotted time in a ghostly form. Then they go on to various hells for judgment about their sins. But he, after committing and giving up in a divya dehi prabhu stani aila, he got a divya deha, a spiritual body. Antar dan, he remained invisible. He went in his spiritual body to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So his body, his sadhaka rupa, or his body as Chota Haridas, it was utilized in the service of the Lord. He executed the service of the Lord. His last service was to bring very fine quality rice for Bhagavan Acharya to cook for the pleasure of the Lord. That one service itself is perfection. We can render one service, only if we can render one service which gives pleasure either to the devotee or to the Lord, then our perfection is guaranteed. Just one service. So, of course, he rendered so many services because you all remember in a description of the character of Chota Haridas, it says he was a kirtaniya. He was a great kirtan leader. And he would often regularly sing in the kirtan parties in Jagannath Mandir. And on this particular occasion, a year before this, he was invited by Bhagavan Acharya to sing for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya in his house as a kirtan leader. So he rendered so many wonderful services. So that he taught a very important lesson about detachment and renunciation and association. And that was his mission. That was his utilization. That was utility as a principle. That was a principle of his existence. And he satisfied the Lord and he fulfilled his mission. And so there was no need to continue. So the Lord arranged for him to give up his body. But then in his spiritual body, he went to the Nitya Leela of the Lord and engaged there. It's called Aprakat Leela. There's Prakat Leela and Aprakat. Prakat Leela is manifest and Aprakat Leela is unmanifest. So the Lord is manifest in this world and he's also in the spiritual world in Aprakat Leela. So this is what's being told here. Divya Dehi. He went antardane, invisible, because Aprakat Leela is invisible. Aprakat Leela is going on now, today in Vrindavan. 5,500 years ago, the Prakat Leela was going on in Vrindavan, and everyone could see Krishna in Vrindavan, Prakat Leela. But now, Krishna is not apparently in Vrindavan, so it's called Aprakat Leela, not visible. So this is called antardane. It was not visible to anyone on this plane of Prakat Leela, because he was in Aprakat Leela. He went in his spiritual body to Mahaprabhu and received the mercy of the Lord. However, he remained invisible. Gandharva Dehi Gana Karena Antardane Ratri Prabhure Shunaya Gita Anye Nahi Jane. In a spiritual body resembling that of a Gandharva, Junior Haridas, although invisible, would sing at night for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No one but the Lord, however, knew of this. So there's some different explanations I've heard about these group of verses. Because sometimes Divya, what I explained is one explanation, Divya Dehi, that it's transcendental body and he entered Leela because he's eternal associate, Chota Haridas. And that's, of course, correct. Another meaning of the celestial bodies, Gandharvas. Gandharvas are described, they're a type of, they're the equivalent somewhat of the Christian conception of an angel. Angel has a human form, has legs and chest and arms and face, everything like a human being. But tacked onto the back of this human being are two wings, like the traditional proverbial angel. And they fly around. But that, as everyone knows, Gandharvas are very expert. They live on Gandharva Loka, which is not very far away from the earth. Sometimes they say the music of the spheres, some special beings, they hear celestial music or celestial singing, sometimes in altered states of consciousness, or sometimes people are very highly attuned to such subtleties of the world, psychics and mediums, etc. And sometimes very highly realized souls, they connect with these different planes of existence, the subtle existence. I think we're hearing the music of the Gandharvas. Or is it a wind chime? I think it's a wind chime. I'm hearing a wind chime. I think you may be hearing Chota Haridas singing for Lord Chaitanya. At any rate, so another explanation is that Chota Haridas, he attained a celestial body because he was a kirtanier. He was a singer. He was singing here in Leela of Lord Chaitanya, the Puri Leela. So then he gave up his body, so the general flow or reaction when someone gives up their body, they attain a subtle body, but generally it's a subtle body in the mode of ignorance, which is a ghost. A subtle body in the mode of ignorance is a Buddha or a Preta or a ghost, but a subtle body in a mode of goodness, let's say passion and goodness, would be a Gandharva. And a subtle body and high level of goodness would be a Rishi and Tapaloka. They're like pure goodness. Not Vishuddha Sattva, because that's spiritual, but pure goodness. Very high Sattva Guna. They're also living in subtle bodies, like Brahma and all these different beings. So the subtle body of Brahma is practically all buddhi, intelligence. So this Gandharvas, they have subtle bodies. It's not, like some people say, he was a ghost. It's not a ghost. The Gandharva. Ghost is subtle body, but it pervaded by tamagun. I do all kinds of mischief and tamasic things, right? But then a Gandharva is a subtle body, but they do all passionate good things. They dance for the demigods, and they sing and do nice services because they're good guys, good subtle bodies, because they're in a mode of goodness, something, and passion also. But the ghosts, the boots and prates, they're bad guys. They're in tamagun. Usually people in tamagun do lots of dark things, ignorant things, intoxicated things. And they deal with liquor and meat and all these things. And so do ghosts. They have some interaction with these type of things. So Divya Dehi is sometimes described to mean that he attained a form of a Gandharva, which is a very subtle form. Some people can see, generally not. And he would come regularly and sing for Lord Chaitanya. I think you may have seen the picture in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's a winged creature hovering in the sky above Lord Chaitanya. Very beautiful picture. So it says here, in a spiritual body resembling that of a Gandharva, Junior Haridas, although invisible, would sing at night for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to hear. No one but the Lord, however, knew this. So what this means is that this is his Nitya Seva. In his Siddhadeya, he's a singer in the Kirtan party of Lord Chaitanya, Nitya Navadvip. And when Lord Chaitanya came to this world, he was also singing for him in Puri. And then he served the function of teaching this story about renunciation and association with Sri Sangha. And then that lesson was taught, and he gave up the body that taught that lesson. Then again, he assumed a body to sing for the Lord. And he does this eternally, singing in the Lord's Kirtan party. This is his Nitya Seva. Whatever form he's in, he serves. So this is... And Egdeen Mahaprabhu Puchila Bhaktagan Haridasa Kanha Tari Anha Ekane. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from the devotees, "Where is Haridas? Now you may bring him here." Just see the Swatantra Ishvara, the supremely independent Lord. 1 year and a few days has gone by, and all the devotees gave up anything about him, and there was no more sight of Haridas in Jagannath Puri. No one knew where he went because he left in the dead of night, not informing anyone. And he peacefully and silently and quietly went off to Prayag, took his sankalpa, gave up his life at the Triveni, and attained a form to continue serving the Lord, because this form, in the form that he was in, he wasn't pleasing the Lord. So he said, what good is this form? I can't please the Lord in this form. I want to sing for my Lord. My service is to sing for my Lord. But this form, he's not accepting this form. So let me adopt another form, which I can utilize to sing for the Lord. This form is useless, so let me just throw it away. This is a good place to throw it away. I'll throw it in the Ganga. I'll consecrate my body in the waves of the Ganga, Triveni. And then I can get back to purified of that activity by this prayaschitta or atonement, which of course is mentioned in other shastras, which is not delineated here. But that is a prescribed atonement for such a transgression of dharmic codes. But that's not explained, as I said. But his main concern was not prayaschitta and counteracting, doing atonement. His main concern was seva. Seva, seva, seva. This is my service to Lord Chaitanya, is to sing every day in the kirtan to Jagannath Puri. And this body, he doesn't want to see me. He doesn't want to hear my kirtan. So why live? What's the purpose of living without service? Like we say, often say that life without love is not worth living. So that's what Haridas thought. He said, "Life, what's life? I'm a devotee. You take away seva, then I'm dead." Devotee means a serving instrument, a unit of dedication, a unit of service. If I have no service, I might as well be dead. What's the point? Dragging these bones around and feeding them, isn't it? Life is, seva is everything. Seva is life. Jivan. Mor pranadhan. Everything. Mor pranadhan is seva. Seva means love. Seva means Krishna. Seva means bhakti. He says, this body, forget it. So now Lord Chaitanya says, "Oh, where's Haridas? Has anyone seen Haridas? No, you could bring him here." Sabe kahe Haridas varsha purna dine ratri uti kanan kanha gela kehana hai jani. One night at the end of a full year, Haridas got up and went away. No one knows where he has gone. Shuni Mahaprabhu ishat hasiya rahila sava bhaktagana mani vismaya haila. While the devotees were vismay, were surprised and lamenting, Mahaprabhu was hasiya. Ishat hasiya. He was slightly smiling. Thus, all the devotees were very much astonished and surprised. Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra. It is very difficult to understand the mind of a Vaishnava. What to speak of the mind of the Lord of the Vaishnavas, who is Vishnu, Vishnu Mana. What is the mind of Vishnu? Very, very difficult to understand. The devotees are crying, they're astonished, and the Lord is smiling. Because he knows something that they don't know. Egdeen Jagarananda Swarupa Govinda Kashishvara Shankar Damo Dhara Mukunda Samojas Nane Gela Sabe Shune Kato Dure Haridasa Gayan Jaina Daki Kanta Sware. One day Jagarananda Swarup Govinda Kashishvara Shankar Damodar Mukunda all went to take bath in the ocean. Then while they were surfing, no. Then while they were bathing, they heard the singing of Haridas as if calling them in his original voice. Brajadam may call you anytime, any place. So Brajadam is that enchanting mystical place. It is beautiful to see, beautiful to hear, beautiful to touch, beautiful to remember, beautiful to live in, beautiful to swim in, beautiful to be in. Vrindavan Dham ki jai. So the devotees, they say, hey, wait a minute, Mukunda, did you hear that? Govinda, did you hear that? Kashishvar, yes. Oh, that can't be anyone else, but that must be Haridas. Listen to the Alankar. Hare Krishna. Something like that. Not exactly Vyasaki. But so they said, listen, that must be Haridas singing. I can hear him. Where? I mean, we're surrounded by water and sky everywhere. I don't see Haridas. There's Mukunda, Govinda, Swarup, Kashishvar. Where is Haridas? I don't see, but I hear him. Oh, are we going crazy? We ate too much Mahaprasadam for lunch or what? What happened? Why are we're hearing things? Wait a minute, I'm hearing voices. Ah. When people get cracked or go crazy, they hear voices. Wah, 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 wah. They go to see the psychologist and say, my dear doctor, everywhere I turn, I hear something funny sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. I'm sitting in my room, my office. I hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then I go into the temple room. I hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I go in the prasadam room and there's a tape playing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And I go on the streets and there's some strange people walking in the streets. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I'm going, everywhere I go, I Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, that's okay. Just relax. Pretty soon you'll have a shaved head. So this is how people go crazy in Krishna. So this is amazing. They're swimming in the ocean and being serenaded all at the same time. It's like a waterproof Walkman, right? Waterproof Walkman, you know? It'd be pretty good. Stereo. You can listen to stereo singing while you're swimming in the Jagannath Puri. Put on your favorite cassettes, you know, Prabhupada, and ride the waves. Manushya na deke madura gita matra shune Govindari sabe mele kaila anumane. No one could see him. Manushna deke. But they could hear him singing madura gita matra. Very, very sweet singing. In a sweet voice. Therefore, all the devotees headed by Govinda, they made a guess. Anuman. Vishari kana haridas atma ghata kaila se pape jani brahma rakshasa haila. Haridas, this is what they guessed. Haridas must have committed suicide by drinking vish, vishadi, kana. He drank some vish, poison. And because of this sinful act, he became a Brahmin Rakshasa, a Brahmin ghost. So that's what they're guessing. And Krishna's Kaviraj is saying, Divya Dehi Prabhustani, Divya Dehi. He attained a transcendental body, Divya Dehi. Nitya Siddha, Siddha Deha, Divya Deha. And there's, I think he became a Brahma Rakshasa. So you can see the misconception, even the Sangha of devotees, there's some misconception. This is Swarup Damodar, it's Govinda, it's Kashishvar, it's Mukunda. Mukunda Das, who is Mukunda Das? Brinda Devi. They're all gathering together in the ocean, they're swimming, and they're hearing the voice of Chota. Oh, what do you think? Ah, he took some poison. He took some rat poison. He ate a bunch of rat poison. He died, and because of his suicide, he became a Brahmin Rakshasa. Because he's a Brahmin. Chotahari, well, most of Lord Chaitanya's associates are Brahmins, so he's a Brahmin. And he committed suicide, so he became Rakshasa. So that's what they're thinking. What's the fact? He got a job with Citibank. He got a good job. He's working, he's maintaining his family, and doing his bhakti. No, he got a Divya Dehi. Divya Dehi, and he was doing his nitya seva to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was singing for the pleasure of the Lord. So on one side, he's perfectly situated perfectly engaged in the service of the Lord, and the society of devotees are saying he's a Brahmin Rakshasa. Can you imagine? It's a very interesting societal comment. In the Vaishnav Raja Sabha and the association of Vaishnavas, even 500 years ago, there was misconception. You see, I'm just reading the book, and it's there. It says, what does it say? It says, Brahma Rakshasa, se papi jani. They thought he was a papi. He became a Brahma Rakshasa. That's the Bengali, and the English is quite exactly correct. Is that the fact? No. That means that Shankar, Kashishvara, Govinda, Swarup, Jagannanda Pandit, Damodar, Mukunda, who are all Brahmins, and they're all eternal associates of the Lord, they're subject to mistake. They can make miscalculation. They can make misjudgment. What about us? Are we all, we're all eternal associates of the Lord? We're all Brahmins? To err is human. To make mistake. Many interesting lessons. Hmm? They're thinking one thing, and the fact is another thing. Akarana deki matra. So we are subject to misconception. Misconception is one of the 18 coverings of the conditioned soul. Of course, these aren't conditioned souls, but they're showing something about ourselves. That's for our teaching. That we are subject to misconception. We make faulty judgment. Imperfect senses. Remember, we all have four defects. Remember? We tend to forget our defects. Imperfect senses. We have imperfect senses. The tendency to be an illusion. The cheating propensity and tendency to make mistakes. They went on to postulate, Akara na deki macha shuni taragan sarupka hina e mitya anuman. They're all talking like this. We cannot see his material form, yet we are still hearing his sweet singing of Chota Haridas. He must have become a ghost. Because you can't see ghosts, but sometimes they do things in this world. They move bricks across the room, or they play the piano, or they turn on a light switch, or they push you down the stairs. They have some power. Different ghosts have different powers. They can move objects in this world. So Swarup Damodar, he protested, hey, this is all false. All you're guessing is all misconception. So Swarup Damodar, who is Lalita Sakhi, and he's a guru of Radharani, or she is a guru of Radharani, and Swarup Damodar is the guru of all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shiksha Guru. He's setting things right. So in any sangha of devotees, there must be one wise person to consult. There may be 5-10 devotees get together and say, yes, yes, let's condemn him, let's hang him. He's wrong, he's a demon, cast him from the society. And then some wise person comes and says, wait a minute, gentlemen, you're completely wrong. Every single one of you, the sum total of your perception is faulty. This is the truth. So fortunately, there always, Krishna arranges, there are some balanced, perceptive, compassionate and wise saints in the world to adjust things correctly when the masses become deluded by misconception. Because there's a general tendency of the living entity for delusion, self-delusion and cheating. We cheat ourselves and we cheat others, and then all the cheaters get together and create a cheating philosophy. But since the beginning of time, wise men have always walked the planet Earth to set everything straight. This is the mercy of God. Shakti Veshavatar. Kali Kaletar Dharma Krishnanam Sankirtan. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartan. To establish the Sankirtan movement of and Prem Dharma Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one has to have Krishna Shakti, the mercy and power of Krishna. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartan. Without the mercy, without the potency, Krishna Shakti. Krishna Shakti, who is Krishna Shakti? Radha. Sarva Shakti Mai Radha. Prem Sekoho. Sri Radhe. This is Radharani's month. This is Radharani's place. This is Radharani's Dham. Vrindavan, what is the name of Vrindavan? Sri Dham. So Swarup Damodar said, listen, you're wrong. Everyone's wrong. Although you're all Brahmins, you're all very wise. Ajanma Krishna Kirtan Prabhura Sevan Prabhu Kripa Pacha Ara Kshetra Ramaran. Junior Haridas, said Swarup Damodar, chanted the Hare Krishna mantra throughout his entire life, and he served the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Moreover, he is dear to the Lord and has died in a holy place. So Divya Dehi means what the first explanation I gave is Siddhadeha. Durgati Narahayatara Sadgati Sehai Prabhu Bhangi E Pache Janiba Nishchai. Swarup Damodar went on to say, Haridas cannot have been degraded to become a Brahma Rakshas or a ghost. He must have attained liberation. Sadgati. Sadgati. Sad means sat. Eternal gati, the eternal destination. This is the opinion of the guru of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Swarup Damodar is the acharya, the guru of Gaudiya Siddhanta. Lalita Sakhi Swarup Damodar. He must have attained liberation. This is a pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You will all understand it later. Prayag haite eka Vaishnava Navadripa Aila Haridasera Vartateno Sabareka Hila. A devotee returned to Navadrip that had recently been visiting Prayag, and he told everyone that he had seen Junior Haridas in Prayag, and he had seen Junior Haridas board a boat on the banks of the Ganga, and he had seen Haridas go out with that boatman to the Triveni at Prayag, and he saw Haridas jump over the boat and commit suicide. So he came back to Navadvip and he gave the report. This is how the news was conveyed. Yaichi Sankalpa Yaichi Trivena Praveshila Shuni Shriva Sadire Mane Vismaya Haila. He explained how Junior Haridas had made his resolution, Sankalp, then entered the waters at the confluence of Yamuna and Ganga. Hearing these details, Srivas Thakur and all the devotees were very surprised.